mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I was just thinking during that little break about how arrogant the system is. They would never dare use the supposed American pastime of NFL football to have Illuminati ceremonies during every halftime with women's breasts hanging out, Madonna crawling all over everything, acting ridiculous. They would never have Obamacare propaganda about how the NFL supports the president and the destruction of our already screwed up healthcare system by design. And now they won't let you run the most wholesome Daniel Defense ad, where it shows a father driving home saying it took a long time to get here. He walks in the house and it's a picture of his baby, his wife, him in the Marine Corps. Comes in, he closes the door, goes in and kisses his wife, picks up the baby, and then it just cuts to a website, Daniel Defense. And they said, quote, it's too offensive. You know why? Because it's a loving father coming in, straight and strong with his wife and his daughter. And they're a team. You do not show that, period. This government is our enemy and is sworn to hurt everything good. My God, how obvious does this have to get, people? It's pure evil. You cannot show a father in a good light. You cannot show a man saying, I have a right to defend my family. No. You can put all the political commercials you want. You can have the attorney general meet with the media heads and say, we need to have nothing but anti-gun messages in the public's mind. We need to brainwash these people. And then you have that incredibly wholesome ad, and it's got them pulling their hair out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I see people at restaurants watching stuff. I'm going to walk over and say, you know, they're anti-gun, and shame on you watching that. I tell you, these people are dumb. And I'm telling you, I absolutely hate these fake men that all they do is watch sports all day and brag how much they know about them. I mean, you people are literally living in a fantasy land. We are under attack. Every form of liberty is being gutted in front of us and chopped up, and you are literally watching modern sports designed to distract men. Because men are designed to be building and constructing and innovating and being leaders. But the average man is like a 10-year-old trying to be cool in arrested development, and so is the average woman. And that's really it. I don't like being in a culture of children. It's not an elitist statement about how grievously childlike in a bad way, like petulant 10 or 11-year-olds, the general public is, while these idiots are pulling the political lever to disarm me, to destroy my private property, to destroy your private property, to wreck the engine of prosperity because the globalists want to run everything. And these idiots will giggle at you and say, I'm with the establishment. They think because they buy into it that they're now part of it, when they're absolutely in the crosshairs, absolutely under precision, 200 IQ military attack. And by the way, I've studied some of the top technocrats. They are some of the most unhappy, horrible people. Most of their kids literally end up committing suicide or dying of cancer young. They are the most cursed people. But I can look in their eyes. They are crazed with the ice-cold love of power and death. And they're keeping people. They tell them, oh, you're supposed to be a teenager. Don't be politically involved. And then now, oh, you're supposed to be a kid till you're 25, and then you're supposed to make money, and then you're retired. Oh, I'm retired now. I'm not worried about that. Like, being involved and being in the service of humanity is a bad thing. When it's what you're meant to do, it's what empowers you. And I just want to see humanity win. I'm on the team of Team Humanity against Team Technocrat. That's why I'm angry. You're playing games in the sandbox, folks, while the giant war of the heavens is going on all around you. We need people. We need a few good men. And the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. And when Lionel leaves us towards the end of the hour, he's coming up. Media pundit, analysis, lawyer. We'll open the phones up. But I do have a lot of news I need to get to. Let me just finish up with some of these headlines. If you just joined us, male and female brains wired differently, scans reveal. But if you say that men and women are different, that's sexist. Well, I mean, I can't have a baby, can I? This is ridiculous. It's social engineering, folks, to put women in frontline combat. Islamicist rebel sees part of ancient Syrian Christian town take nuns captive. RT's reporting that. And there's just all sorts of Al-Qaeda taking over the Middle East. I've got a big stack of news on that front today. Also, the Financial Times is reporting what we were telling you yesterday. This rollout by Jeff Bezos of Amazon, saying they're going to have thousands of drones per city delivering everything. This is involved with the government to condition everyone, and these drones will actually make a lot of their money off of human intelligence to send back video to humans watching it and to face scan and to read license plates. So, and members of Congress are now announcing that. This is just the full onslaught of, we're going to launch thousands of drones per city. Oh, cute the drone came and, you know, dropped something off at the party. And this is just setting the precedent where these corporations with their robot cars and robot 18-wheelers and robot larger delivery systems will be able to basically take over the world because they're much cheaper than humans now. And folks are like, well, that's just progress. No, we need to decide our development. That is one of the most basic human traits, is that we can decide our own environment and try to build our own future, unlike animals. That's probably the greatest human trait, that and empathy. And we're allowing other small groups of humans, through government and regulations, and through creating monopolies like Amazon and Walmart have done, with all sorts of really, you know, in my view, criminal actions. Amazon's almost bankrupted the major publishing industries out there, even for small publishers, because they won't let you sell your product there unless you give it to them about 65-70% off. And by the time you do that, they then lower the price. Let's say the book should be $20, big hardbound, expensive book. You need to sell tens of thousands to even make your money back. They will sell it for $9. And guess what? You sold it to them for $8 or $7. And so you make a couple dollars because of the cost of the book and the promotion and all of it. And then they get the book and they make a couple dollars. And so it's not even free market because they become the market and then freeze everyone out and operate at a level meant to shut down their competition. So there you go. You know, I mean, I remember the FAA came out 3 years ago and said, we're going to authorize 30,000 drones in the skies for deliveries and surveillance and everything else by 2020. And half of those will be in the air by 2015. And that was like 2011. And I was only reading what the FAA put out, and Kurt Nemo and Watson wrote articles, and DrudgeReport.com picked it up. And then so they people were upset about it, and Congress started having hearings. So they just came out in the news and said, I was a liar. There were no drones. No drones. None. And we're like, well, wait, we have the FAA. We have Wired Magazine admitting they're using predators on, you know, people that are growing crops they're not supposed to, or building barns they're not supposed to, or, you know, they claim stealing neighbors' cows. And they're like, shut up, liar. Shut up, deeply racist. I'm like, I'm for unity and humans coming together. Shut up, racist. And then behind the scenes, these MSNBC people, I've had them physically attack me in Colorado with a knife, cut the cord on my megaphone to violate my free speech so the Denver police wouldn't arrest me and violate the First Amendment, to their credit. Got to hand that to the Denver police. For 2 hours, they told them, shut me down with my bullhorn. They said, nope, First Amendment. As long as he doesn't block traffic with his crowd. So they sent over like a 6.5 foot, you know, 7 foot guy, who was just giant, to grab and cut the wire. So we had our own giant guy there and hoisted folks up on his back. And I went and got another bullhorn and we bullhorned the crowd. We went to Radio Shack and bought one. Will you guys type in MSNBC attacks Alex Jones? I think that's the headline on YouTube. You can actually see the guy do it. But the point here is, I don't even know why I went off into that story, is that they're afraid of people power. And they're just rolling all of this out. Amazon drones, 9 ways it can go horribly wrong. And then they go over the 9 ways. Packages fall from the sky. Hacking. Theft. The weather. Friendly fire. Lost bearings. Airspace restrictions. Diversions. Making cars wreck. Yeah. How about face scanning you, as they're already doing, and surveilling you and using it to stalk people, and on and on and on and on and on and on. And again, Amazon is a globalist front company. That's even come out in the news. I was the first to tell you. Not bragging. They don't allow these big companies to get that big and operate, folks, unless they're part of the club. Hong Kong confirms first case of H7N9 bird flu. That's not good news. Yeah, they're going to claim down the road everything they set up is for bio attack. There'll be other stuff they do, but they may just go right to a weapon that kills almost everybody. Or they could release something. I think they like to test things, so they'll release something that only kills, you know, 10 million people first, I would guess. And then they'll use that as a medical tyranny to put in control. And then they'll release something that kills a billion people. And then they'll test the response to that. And then they'll release something that kills everyone, 100% of people that come in contact with it. but then it will be a mutagen designed to then mutate into a non-lethal pathogen within 1 year. That will be the attack pattern prime projection analysis from all of the enemy transmissions and reverse engineered preparations. So they've got it in test tubes right now to wipe everybody out. And listen, what matters is you get your heart right with God. If they do go ahead with that, if we're not able to stop them, just remember as you're dying with your family that the system did it to you, and just get right with God. Don't worship the government and the system and the beast worldwide system as you're dying. Don't call 911. They're not going to help you. They're all going to be dying too. All right, there you go. I know it's hardcore. It's reality. And you'll laugh now. You probably won't laugh later. I mean, I hope we can stop it and people can say, oh, he said this was going to happen. All the preparations are for that. And so you just need to know that's in the cards. And they could do it tomorrow. They could do it 10 years from now. But they are prepared. COG is for them to go underground and survive it while everyone's wiped out. There'll be a nostalgia for those that... it's a Rand Corporation plan, actually. There'll be a nostalgia for those left behind that died. They'll be given a false story. Everyone's already been tested for government connections, corporate connections, genetic connections. They have the Adam and Eve list of eugenic prime types that they're going to, it's really people they want to have sex with, that are going to be brought into the underground bases and all the rest of it. It's just totally Dr. Strangelove. And I hope you all enjoy it. That's all I can say. I mean, believe me, all the dumb NFL players are going to be up top. And believe me, Kim Kardashian didn't get the ticket in. That's the first person the New World Order wants dead, is people like that. They absolutely abhor anything they sell you. They don't want you to like anything good. That might uplift your soul. They want your soul. To get your soul, it's got to be dumbed down. They traffic in the souls of men. What passage is that in Revelation? Babylon, Babylon the Great has fallen in 1 hour. The merchants from their ships beat their breasts and poured ashes on their head, for it had all fallen in 1 hour. They were wicked. They trafficked in everything on earth, bought and sold humanity as chattel. They even trafficked in the souls of men. Fallen, fallen, you found it. Revelation 18. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. The Illuminati is a counterfeit of the real Illuminati. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling for demons and a haunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from the excessive luxuries." When I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues, for her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn. Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her. Death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire. For mighty is the Lord God who judges her." Continue. "When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her, terrified at her torment. They will stand off far and cry from their spacecraft and underground bases and submarines, 'Woe, woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon, in 1 hour your doom has come.' The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones, and pearls, fine linen, purple silks, and scarlet cloth. every sort of citron wood, articles of every kind, and even the souls. I'm going to find that part when we come back. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your cats, your fears, your butt, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your
the goal is to program you from birth.
Your life.
And totally use you as a biological meat puppet. But there's 7.5 billion of us. The globalists say life isn't cheap now. We're a negative commodity, garbage to be taken to the curb. That's the view of the elite. Hitler was only a spinoff of the eugenicist, my friends. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. For the rest of the hour, we're going to be joined by a very interesting fellow who I always enjoy getting on. I want to get him on about a host of issues, and I'm going to ask him about all sorts of news and throw wild cards at him. We're going to cover the waterfront of news with him, but first find out what's first and foremost on his radar, because he's a former prosecutor and a really good lawyer, not just a TV host on the news in New York and a syndicated radio host. I was reading out of Revelations, Revelation 18, whether you see it as a warning about corrupt civilizations or whether you see it as prophecy, regardless, it certainly fits with our day. And it says that the merchants of the earth trafficked in slaves and the souls of men. That's Revelation 18:13, King James Version. It says the same in the Greek out of the Hebrew and the Aramaic. So that's what we're talking about. And at the bottom of this, my faith has become stronger. Not all the fake stuff in the churches, but my personal understanding of good and evil, how real it is. Studying the global engineers, they want your mind from a secular perspective. They really want to control your free will. That's why they tell you, you have no free will. And top globalists are all extremely into the occult, folks. And they tell you to be an atheist because they don't want you even thinking about all that going on, because that's the higher things. Whether you think it's a part of your brain that is attracted to that or whatever, brainwaves go higher in all the studies when you're in a spiritual situation. You're more creative. You're more giving. They don't want you to be like that. Whether it's really spiritual or part of our physiology, there's no debate. It's there. A God-shaped vacuum, and they don't want you going there because then you're going to worship that, and they can't get you to sell your intellect and your free will to them. They want to control the spark of free intellect. I've gone off on some really heavy topics today. We've got huge Obamacare news, huge news with CPS chopping women over to steal their babies out of their wombs. It's just going to get more insane, folks. This is what happens when governments are out of control. That's Joseph Mengele-level stuff. And we've also got huge Al-Qaeda news. We've got huge Snowden news as the Guardian now basically faces criminal prosecution by the criminal British government for exposing the criminal activity of the NSA, which is their duty. I told you they're heroes, folks. So are we, quite frankly, the whistleblowers we've had on. They're going after them, and the Guardian says, look, we only publish 1%. Oh, yeah, folks. Well, listen, we actually know all about the NSA. I'm trying to explain this to everybody. Because it's an insider, it caught on. They tried to block it. Wayne Madsen had his article removed off The Guardian. We know everything about it. We know everything, okay? It's so big. There's contractors, how it's funded, how it's designed. They had to get the funding in the Telecommunications Act and other acts before that. We've had so many whistleblowers on. We're going to go to Lionel. I'm ranting here. Lionel, of course, is lionelmedia.com. And he's on Pix 11 News in New York. And I always enjoy having him on to give his perspective. He's in the top most important radio talk show host of all time, according to Talkers Magazine and more, lionelmedia.com. Hey, Lionel, we're only got about 2 minutes before we go to break, but I threw out a bunch of stuff here. We're going to come back and get into free speech attacks and drones and everything that's happening in Obamacare and all of it. But what do you think the nature of the universe is, and what do you think about the people running the planet?
Well, the first thing is, by the way, you never rant. Don't ever say you're ranting. I dig you. I understand what you're doing, because sometimes you have a tremendous amount of information that you have to get through this very small funnel that we call radio, because your brain is on fire and awash in ideas. So don't ever apologize for that. So let me tell you what happened this week to me, which blew my mind. Last week, as you know, was the 15th anniversary of the murder of President Kennedy. And I talked to a young man who had never seen the Zapruder film. Believe it or not, I was sitting side by side with him. Don't ask me how he missed it. He had heard about it. He saw it maybe in segments. He saw the portion that is the most horrible. This is, of course, the president's brain, the misting of the president right there before our eyes. And he let out a shriek and a bit of an expletive. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you know something about inertia. Where do you think that shot came from? He said, well, the front. I said, well, guess what? This is what the conspiracy theories are about. They say it came from the back. And I saw in his face a disbelief and a concomitant terror. And I thought, this is where we got.
Stay there. I want to explain this link.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I like Lionel because he's not left or right. He's just a common sense, just kind of libertarian type fella. And he's got just great commentary, as you can see on his site, not just if you're in New York watching his television show at LionelMedia.com. He joins us for the rest of the hour. And I do want to go through a smattering of news here with him, but finish up with this awakening, or I haven't heard the rest of the story. Or did the guy go into deep cognitive dissonance denial when he finally saw the Zapruder film? But we're going to go back to Lionel here in just a moment. Jay Carney, perfect name, a carnival barker. Nothing against folks that have the last name Carney, but come on. I mean, if the shoe fits. And he's up there saying, you can keep your health care plan under this, and the site's working fine, even though the site's still not working. And folks, they can't have it work, because then people will find out what was in the bill written by foreign insurance companies. I mean, Mitt Romney helped write it. I mean, the Republican fat cats want to keep it. It's a giant corporate tax, a screw job. But if you say you don't like it, you're racist. Anyways, Carney's on TV right now looking like a child who was caught basically in the closet doing you know what, and mom opens the door. I mean, he just looks like he is just emanating, I'm a liar. And remember, Congress has a 6% approval rating now. I'm going to get his take on that, Lionel's take on that. But Lionel, finish your story. So go back. You see the head of the president vaporize, the whole back of his head, brains splattering all over the back of the vehicle. even if someone's never fired a gun or never been hunting, and, you know, you shoot a deer on the side of the head, the other side blows off. Shoot a deer in the front of the head, the back of the head blows off. I don't want to get graphic here. But the point is, you see war films, whatever, everybody knows you shoot somebody in the front of the head, back of the head blows off. But so this man you're talking to finally sees this. You're a former prosecutor. You know how to put evidence on. Continue.
Well, what I said was, I said, this is not to say that this event is not without alternative theories and hypotheses. That's not the point. But what has happened, Alex, and you know this very well, is that we have taken this term conspiracy, a conspiracy theory. You know, the great Gore Vidal, whom you've interviewed, who I think is just, I mean, I watch him sometimes, and he's, to me, still alive. Some of the stuff he said speaks to me so well. He said he was not a conspiracy theorist. He was a conspiracy analyst. And he said there will come a day, if it's not already here, where it will be an article of faith that there are no conspiracy theories. Now, this word conspiracy merely means the confederation, the union, an agreement between two guilty parties to effectuate something. Most crimes, if you think about it, of any worth involve more than one person. Yeah, there's a lone wolf here and there. So the word is very, very black and white in criminal statutes, but it has taken, Alex, a new frame. It means crazy, far-fetched, paranoid, baseless. The other day, somebody was, I'm very concerned about a number of things, obviously, in terms of this as well, but what we're eating and GMOs and labeling. And I asked somebody a question. I said, what is it? And this, because, of course, many big companies, Monsanto and DuPont and others and Big Agra, have shown a concerted effort to try to dissuade us from labeling. So I asked this, happened to be the same person, this question. I said, what do you not want to know that you're eating? So let me repeat that. What do you not want to know? Ground glass, asbestos, calories, fat content. Tell me what you know. And he said, well, of course, I want to know everything. Precisely. Why do you think that there is such a concerted and expensive effort to keep GMO contents from you? And he said, oh, is that a conspiracy theory? I said, wait a minute, stop. Conspiracy theory does not mean evil. Now it's gone from, you know, unrealistic paranoia to somehow evil. This word has now enveloped everything. And then we have this group of people. And Alex, these people scare me. This is the professional skeptic. This is a person, and I love Penn and Teller and Penn Jillette's done some wonderful things, and some of the skeptics people have been very, very good, and the amazing Randy and done some wonderful stuff. But they start off with the premise, a priori, that I'm going to debunk something that you're advancing. That's intellectually disingenuous. If you want to, I'm sure you've run into these people as well, atheists. These are people who think not only do they disbelieve or they are non-faith, but they start off with the premise that a person of faith, you or others, are insane, baseless. So you have these groups of people, and what's happening, Alex, is this anti-intellectual argument has now become personal. And you also meet people, and I'm going to tell you, this is the pro-conspiracy people. These are people who, to use that word, and I'm going to embrace it. I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm going to use it as shorthand.
There's the other end that believes they can make reality by whatever they make up and whatever they say is true. That's the extreme of conspiracy theory. But that's what I found is that you can say they're devaluing the dollar, and they go, you're a conspiracy theorist. They use it as a crutch when you're not intellectually informed to say Obama is not related to Dick Cheney. And you say, no, actually, he's his ninth cousin. Here's Ancestry.com. Oh, they can just make that up. No, Obama admits it through his mother's family. So it's a way where the people denying conspiracy theory are saying they can choose reality. And then the extreme conspiracy people, they believe that they're like fiction writers, that when they write it, it's like they wrote it in starlight, it makes it come true. So there's both extremes of delusional people that meet around the back.
Precisely. But there's also something here that's happening. You know, I told you that my dream one day is to be the psychologist general. Not the attorney general, not the surgeon general, but the psychologist general. And I would be empowered to create memes and themes and understandings and kind of an understanding of what is real and what isn't real. There's something called, speaking of Gore Vidalian, he said, we are the United States of amnesia. Just seems like yesterday, Mr. Kerry was saying to us that we must act immediately in Syria or else we will have hell to pay. Syria, 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 Syria. All of a sudden, he perhaps made a slip of tongue. Medvedev or Putin took him up or called his bet. And now Syria is off the mainstream media map.
Lindsey Graham was saying we would be nuked in South Carolina by Syria if we didn't attack them. CBS News.
You see, Alex, I must say something. If you've never heard the Alex Jones Show, what you are is you are a citation freak. And the lawyer in me really loves this. In law, you have to have a citation. You can't say it's against the law to Mulberry's against the law. Who says? Section 220. So it's in my nature. I don't think you have ever given, and I've listened to you for years now, an opinion based upon just an opinion, and not based upon some fact or statute. The things that you will read on a daily basis, by their very nature, to the uninitiated, to people who have been lulled in this sense of kind of like, leave it to Beaver Land, the 50s, black and white, everything's fine. You've said some things that absolutely would blow my mind. You say, don't take my word for it. It's in the Telegraph, or it's here, or it's there. That's the thing. That is, you are the master of this
pattern. Oh, no, please. No, I mean, enough of that. I mean, listen, I just look at the news. I see the pattern historically repeating itself, and I know the history of eugenics. I know where it comes from. I know who set up Planned Parenthood. I know the players. And so then I get called a conspiracy theorist, or they point at wacky folks that think, space aliens, are secretly running the White House. And it's all just insane. But shifting gears into a whole bunch of issues, what do you make, because I know your commentaries have covered this, on Obamacare? Because if you analyze it, they had MSNBC say that I'm a deeply racist, with no citation, by the way, no clip of me saying something even racist, much less deeply racist, and then I influence the Boston Bombers, no citation, because I don't like Obamacare. This is 2 months ago, saying it was a giant scam by offshore banks to rip us off. Well, I know who lobbied and wrote it, and now it's happened, and it's been ruled a tax to private groups, and I've been called a conspiracy theorist. If you criticize it, I guess you'll be called a heretic as well. What do you make of Obamacare and where it's going and what's happened to the president?
Okay, well, it is a tax, according to Chief Justice Roberts. That was the basis that it was upheld, if I recall correctly, at least the private mandate.
That's right.
Let me bring this up, and I'm going to bring it very, very, perhaps too base, but this is what amazes me. Alex, there is not a pizza delivery shop. There is nothing that does not have a website that works. Nothing. I had suggested one time in passing that perhaps maybe the administration or the government should turn to porn sites because they are most proficient at getting out their product. I have heard of a lot of things. Funding problems, okay. We didn't anticipate the sign-up, okay. But not having a website that works. When Jon Stewart and his writers of The Daily Show speak to this, it's a critical rock bottom. What I don't understand is simply this. When a person becomes the commander-in-chief or the chief executive of this country, and they say X, and X does not seem to be the truth anymore, why doesn't everybody, as a citizen, call that president out, irrespective of the party or irrespective of the man or the woman? I don't understand that. So I am absolutely beyond explaining this anymore, and it's become a comedy of errors. And what's even more interesting are the people who are trying to say the apologists for, I guess, not so much the administration, but the event that, no, you really don't understand it. These things aren't that bad. But I got to say something to you, and you mentioned this before. There is so much. You started off with this absolute amazing story. Something happened this week, and you said this, and it goes back to my psychologist in general part, if you don't mind, and that is the habituation, the conditioning, and the generalizing of us to more and more surveillance. When 60 Minutes mentioned the Jeff Bezos octocopters and helicopters and that sort of thing, what this is again a systematic acceptance as to how cool things are. And I did a commentary and I said, wait a minute. Let's look at a couple of things here. Michael Huerta, the FAA chief, says that by the year 2050, there's going to be 7,500 drones, UAVs, and who is going to license these folks? Forget the fact of congested airspace. Forget the fact that these things are run by GPS and they can crash. Forget the fact that they have metal blades that can hurt people, that batteries can blow up. Forget the fact that they can get sucked up into jet turbines. All of that. Who is asking these questions? But what happened was the sheeple looked at the gold watch and they said, isn't this cool? Isn't this neat? Imagine. Now, how somebody's going to drop a box of, I don't know, socks in your backyard, I don't know how this is going to work. That was, I don't want to say a beta test, but that was part one of the acclimation and the habituation that we have to this idea of drones.
By the way, I saw articles in WashTech, like in 1999, back when Washington Post had that tech magazine, I read it on air, bragging that they were going to habitualize us to chips in our bodies and drones. And so even when they're on record saying they're going to do this to us, we're still a conspiracy theorist for pointing out that there is an agenda. And listen, here is a conspiracy theory. Most stuff I do is not theorizing, but as the police or prosecutors, you've got to figure out what the criminals are doing and try to figure out their plan, unless you actually, you know, tap their phone or whatever, or, you know, infiltrate their group. Well, I've studied these globalists, so I know how they think, what their end game is. They think they're so bulletproof politically, they're all over their own white papers bragging. So in their case, we know 9 times out of 10 exactly what their plan is. And it's so bold, the average person has trouble dealing with it. But I've noticed this planned failure thing. In other countries, they fire you if you screw up. That's the old common sense way.
Right.
No. FEMA ordered a stand down in Katrina and screwed up to say, oh, look, we did terrible. Give us more funding. And I predicted that it wasn't going to work on purpose because the bill was going to screw everybody. So they want to act like, oh, you're getting screwed because it's messed up. It's not on purpose. It's not personal. And so that's why they're going to keep it screwed up forever. And then, oh, give me dictatorial power. I can selectively get in there and fix it, making him the hero, giving themselves a good crisis that won't go to waste. And so I don't know they did it on purpose. I mean, I can't prove it in court, but I know. I mean, I know because I've seen how these people operate. It's like a long time ago, I used to be a deer hunter, and my dad taught me when you see a bunch of doe run out in cold weather, looking back over their shoulder, they're getting chased by a buck that's in the rut trying to have sex with them. Get your gun up and get ready. And 9 times out of 10, when I see a bunch of doe running, looking back over their shoulder, the big buck's going to come running out, or a coyote. Sorry, go ahead. I mean, it's not conspiracy theory that as a hunter, I know when doe are, you know, running from a buck. Go ahead.
First of all, I think we need to reacquaint ourselves with a couple of rules. You know, there's this, I think it's called Pillager's Law. Never believe anything until it's officially denied. And that's almost to the point right now where I'm almost, I don't want to think this, but I'm getting very close to it, where the official statement to me, I interpret almost as, oh, so that's what you want me to think, versus that's what happened. Tolstoy said that history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. Looking at JFK and what I saw and where we are now 50 years later is beyond me. There's another thing, too, which is very interesting here. Now, I want everybody to pull yourself out of the matrix, if you will, that you're living in. And by the way, that movie was so prescient, and Minority Report. I mean, I can't believe this was cloaked as entertainment, and many of us missed how vatic and how pythonic that was. But I wanted people to look at something. Alex, what we are missing here at the school level, at the government level, is a lack, a dearth, and the death of critical thinking. You know, in law school, there was a mnemonic that we used, IRAC, I-R-A-C. When you tackle a legal problem, it's issue, rule, analysis, conclusion. What is the issue? focus on what we're talking about. Don't go off into the woods and talk about Nixon or liberals or whatever. Just focus it. What is the rule? What do we know?
And that's why you could be talking about you don't want GMO. I just throw in, why are you racist? It's just meant to change the subject. So you'll say, I'm not a racist. They've already won changing the subject.
Let me tell you something. What happens is when you use any racist, misogynist, anti-Semitic, anything, when you use something and you give too many false positives, you will habituate, desensitize people to the word and the sting of it so that when you are really there, it's like these antibiotic-resistant bacteria. When you say racist, 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 and you say, no, this really is racist because racism is here and anti-Semitism is here and misogyny is here, it's here. But when that's your answer, you turn off that sensitivity mode in people. There's also something here which is very interesting. You know, I heard a statistic. I call him the Ted Baxter sock puppet mainstream media. By the way, Ron Burgundy is not the first. Ted Baxter was so, speaking of depression, he saw it all. But whenever you hear the decline in American education scores, I think somewhere there are people almost wringing their hands in delight because they do not want people to be smart.
Sure. The owners want dumb people. So stay there. We're going to come back and finish up with that story straight ahead.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have 2 spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
Folks, coming up the next hour, I've got to get to the stack of news that just keeps increasing. Look at this headline. U.S. lawsuit demands legal personhood for chimpanzees. I am absolutely against abusing apes, great apes, monkeys, you name it, whales, elephants, any higher order animal. As I get older and more in touch with things, I really realize that how we treat animals is how we treat people, and then we need to treat animals better. The problem is the movement behind all this wants to be able to have government and institutions claim they represent animals and just use it to take our liberty. Just like the environmental movement more and more is about power grabbing, not about dealing with real issues like GMOs. So I'm going to break that down coming up. Also, over in England, they're now chopping babies out of women. The CPS is, and this has outraged folks so much that now even the country's high court family judge is ordering social workers behind it to explain it. We've got an hour and 55 minutes of broadcast. Let's see if Lionel can stay 5 minutes with us in the next hour. But I've got to tell you about some of the products here. In fact, if you look over here, if you're watching us on television, we have a whole bunch of the proprietary nascent iodine in. And I'm going to do this test on video for folks and post it on YouTube tomorrow. Because I've tested the leading competitors, which I'm sure are great. I've talked to medical doctors. You know, it's good iodine. It just makes me not feel well. And people ask why other iodine's like black. It's because it's oxidized in the other things like alcohol. In the glycerin base, it turns purple. And then I went and did the mainline medical research. That's because it is truly the free nascent iodine. And we're getting a bunch of tests done right now by a bunch of big laboratories, but it appears that you actually, this may be some of the only real nascent iodine out there where it is open free form. I mean, I just can't believe how good this product is that I literally lucked into and private labeled, because no one was even buying this. No one even knew about this from a tiny laboratory that's been around for 40 years. And it is simply miraculous, and it helps fund the operation. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And it's just a total blessing that I ever came across this 4 or 5 months ago, started taking it, and it's simply amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the new InfoWars Life Immune Support, Arabica shade grown from southern Mexico in the high mountains by the Chiapas co-op. This is beyond fair trade, folks. I've been corrected by folks. It's beyond fair trade. It is the majority of the money buying the raw beans goes directly to the farmers, and then it's roasted in Colorado. It's my favorite coffee. InfoWars, Wake Up America, Immune Support is infused with mushrooms as well, that are known to boost the immune system. And all of your purchases support the InfoWar, the news division, the TV show, the films, the magazine. All of it is an outreach, so I try to bring you the best products. And in closing, we have the new December issue of the Dying Dinosaur Media coming out. We have also, and I've been told by the manufacturer, we're the biggest distributor of it, we got to stop in about a week with the ProPure Pro 1 giving 20% off. That really pretty much violates my contract, because 10% off is driving down the price for everybody, and 20% is just really aggressive. But we're doing it on the whole ProPure Pro 1 system of gravity-fed stainless steel filters, 20% off, and we're going to end it next Tuesday. So that's it. I've got to end it, because they don't want to sell out. They want to be able to still, that's how supply and demand works. If it's such a good deal that it's selling out even their giant stockpile of these high-quality filtration systems that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it, blows away the leading competitors. We have side-by-side comparison. And I hate to even just have the best products, because I feel sorry for the competitors, quite frankly. But that's what we go out and research. We find the best products, and we bring them to you. We're not like NPR that gets taxpayer money. We're not like MSNBC that gets stimulus money. We're not like the big corporations that get banker bailout money. We're totally supported by your free market purchases at InfoWarsStore.com. ProPure Pro 1, 20% off, promo code WATER20. We're going to come back, have Lionel finish up his story, and then I want to ask him about where the media is going in closing. Then a huge news blitz, your calls, and Kurt Demo.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ index.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.